nice cup.
You notice how when we lost power, we lost the flow of the song. Amen? This book is a symphony. Have you ever thought about this way? This book is a symphony. Who wrote this book? I know you say man did, but who inspired it? God, amen? And this whole book is about Jesus, amen? This is a symphony, amen? Doesn't need to be changed, amen? Doesn't need to be altered, amen? Doesn't need to be added to. There's no rules and regulations in this book except one thing, amen? Love Jesus, amen? Love God. Love God, amen? And love your neighbors as you love yourself, amen? There's no regulations here for membership, amen? The membership is you love Jesus, amen? It's a symphony. This book is a symphony, amen? Just like that beautiful song she was playing when the power cut out. The symphony changed, the song changed, amen? You started thinking other things, see? When man adds to this book, the symphony changes, amen? Things get confused, amen? We don't need confusion, we got God, amen? God is not confusion, God is love, amen? Welcome, our new friends. Welcome to our church, our humble church in Derby. We hope you enjoy yourself. This is a joyful church. When I was first asked to pastor, I said I wanted to bring joy to people. Just joy from Jesus to people. No rules, no regulations, no bondage. To be a member of this church, you walk through the door and sit down, you're a member of His family, amen? If you're a sister and a father and a mother of His family, you're welcome in this church, amen? You need help, you come to this church, we try to help you, amen? Because we're all brothers and sisters, amen? Hallelujah. We got joy, unspeakable joy. And I'm so sorry that your song got, but it's such a perfect time for that to happen. Because now you understand, when people add and subtract to this book, that's what happens, amen? Confusion. You don't need more than He said. We're going to read this book later. You don't need more than that. Hallelujah. Let's stand up and say the Lord's Prayer this morning. We say this prayer to honor Jesus because He taught us this prayer. And in this church, we just like that we say it every Sunday to start our beautiful service. Let's say it together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. How long? Forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Give Him praise. Jesus made that beautiful prayer, and He put that little bit in there. Forgive us as we forgive. That's the morning church. Be seated. Take your shoes off. Relax. Enjoy yourself. Say hi to a neighbor. You're in God's house. You're among family. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think you should have a good time when you come to church, don't you? I think this should be the happiest time of the week for you sometimes, don't you? You get fed the word and some things are coming against you, but God's got a way of getting you through it. And remember what we talked about once. God doesn't always get you through it. He walks you through it, remember? And why does He walk you through it? Because He wants you to be a partner. Have you made God a partner this week? We talked about that last week. Make Him a partner in something in your heart's desire. It's a wonderful gift to have Jesus as your partner. It's fascinating to see all the beautiful things He does for you. Let's read together. This must have been for Chuck. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for You, O God. My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? With shouts of joy, hallelujah. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. Hallelujah. Psalm 42. Hallelujah. Good morning, church. God is good, amen? All the time? You guys are great. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Testimonies are the most important tool that we have for folks who don't believe, for folks who are on the fence. Testimony. What's a testimony? Just simply telling somebody something that God did for you, amen? If you hide what God did for you, if you hide the blessings that God has given to you, what have you done? You put your light under a basket, amen? If you're a little embarrassed to tell somebody about what God did for you, you're not letting God shine on that person. You're not allowing God to change the life of the person standing in front of you, amen? That's why we give testimony. That's why we talk about God. There's so many promises in this book. Beautiful promises. Over and over, page after page, for us. For us, amen? There's no rules and regulations in this book except for one thing. Love Him. Love Him. Worship Him. Adore Him. Be not afraid of Him, but be afraid that He would take His eyes off you for 1 second. Amen? Well, how many go through problems? I do. I'm just a pastor. I'm just a man. But I go through problems. But I love God answering those problems. And the more He answers, the stronger you become when these things come against you. And my testimony today would be, and I hope I don't embarrass him, because last week I saw it, and I know that my brother Gary, in the bank, going through a lot of things. You don't need to know everything, but he's gone through a lot of things. And we were standing there talking last week about following your heart's desire, and I was on fire telling him, follow him, Gary, because he's been with you. And as I was looking at Gary, and don't get embarrassed, but he looked younger than he looked when I first saw him. He looked refreshed. He looked rested. He looked ready to go. He looked ready to serve God. He looked ready to do what God called him to do. He looked ready to do his heart's desire. But I kept looking at him saying, he looks like 20 years younger. And Gary, you did. You do. You do. And God said, I'll renew your youth like the eagle. I'll renew your strength. I'll renew your spirit inside of you to cause you to stand up and be strong. Amen? That's the light of God inside of you coming out. And I saw that. Amen? Now, I'll tell you something about God and the light. You go to the grocery store, we all do, and you're nice to that person registering you out. No matter how mean he or she is, you're nice to that. It changes something. You say God bless you to somebody at the store, and all of a sudden they're saying, God will bless you back. And they give you a smile. Your spirit changes things. And have anybody besides me ever had that happen? I mean, I know it's happened. It's happened. So you're nice to folks. You go to a restaurant and you're nice to your waitress and you smile at her and you give her the spirit of God, amen? And all of a sudden, she's treating you better. She has to, because you've changed her spirit. And if she doesn't, then you say, can I pray with you? Or you know, is everything okay? Because maybe she's had a day where she needed you, Bernie. Maybe she needed you to come into that place and say, I want to pray for you. I want to talk to you about, you know, Jesus has got another way. Maybe somebody's been waiting, Elaine, for you to talk about God to them. Maybe somebody on the ski slope that you see all the time. Maybe you don't even know, but maybe they're waiting for somebody to say, please, I wish somebody would just confirm the word of God to me and change my life, amen? Because God changes things, amen? God changes things, amen? You see the evil in the world. We see it. We see things that we couldn't have never believed as children. But it's nothing new. You know, we say it's new, but it's nothing new. Generation after generation have faced what we faced and the evil in the world, amen? But every time it's God that changes it, amen? It's love. It's people coming together in love, amen? If the world got together today, if the whole world got together today and said to evil, we're done with that. We're done with you. We are not going to allow you to be evil any longer. We're going to put the light on you. If the whole world came together against that, it would be over today, amen? If you gave them God's love, if you gave them the love of Jesus, it would be over today. That's the God that we love. That's this church. I look at the family, the new family. Look at the people. Look at outside in the yard. Look at how beautiful it's become. Look at the work of the people who love being here, amen? This is a family. You can come here and sit back and relax and sing or not sing, clap or not clap. You can come and just socialize. It's a place to come for family, amen? A place to come where you get a good word, amen? A good word that lifts you up so when you walk out the door, you're better than when you walked in. That's my prayer every Sunday. A humble prayer from a pastor. I chose to be here. I asked God to help me all those years. I love God. He changed my life over 30 years ago, and all I want to do is tell people about Him. About Him, amen? His way. His way is easy. Hallelujah. God changes things. That's my testimony, that God changes things for you. Come and tell people about God. Tell your friends. It's time that you be the light of the world. Amen? People are in need. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Jesus, it's you that gives the blessings, the grace. Grace, unmerited favor, comes from you, Lord, not from man. The gifts come from you. The peace comes from you. The comfort comes from you. The love comes from you. It all comes from you. You are the one that changes things in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits. You are the giver of all good. We simply ask that we love you, that we read your word and learn more about you and trust in you more. Have faith. Faith to believe the impossible. And then let them see that you prove your word. We know, Lord, that the only way that you can prove your word to us is if we give it to you. We trust you with our problem. We trust you with the situations. We trust you with our life. And then you prove your word to us each and every day. You know, Lord, we used to laugh in this church about parking places. I remember we talked about how we always found a parking place at the nursing homes when we had to perform, and we laughed about that. But see, Lord, that was just a seed to tell people that He's with us in the smallest of things. The smallest of things during the day, you can have Jesus with you. You can change. Just when you start to get angry, you can say, no, what would Jesus do now? I'm going to pull back and let God take care of it. Let go of the anger. Forgiveness is the key. Forgetting. Forgetting the things of the past. Forgetting the mistakes I made last year, because I'm going to make more this year anyway. So no sense carrying those. I got new ones to worry about. Give them to the Lord. God doesn't remember your sins. He doesn't remember the things yesterday that you did, because you love Him today and you're His family. He's called you to be His family. He sees you in the light. He sees you in the light because the Spirit of God lives inside of you. He doesn't see darkness in you. When we stumble, He picks us up each and every time. He loves us that way. When He answers prayers, He does it for the glory of His Father. It's that simple. This church is all about God. Let this church be all about Jesus. Let this church be all about the Word of God. The beautiful, peaceful, easy, loving Word of God. That changes the world one person at a time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Church. I know my wife's heart is so happy right now. She tried to tell you, I don't know if she could or not, but her her brother Jerry has seen enough darkness in his life to know the difference between light and dark. And Jerry would be the first one to tell you that it was God that carried him through. He knows the word of God. Amen. Sometimes we get ourselves in a situation where God has to walk us through it. And we've been praying for Jerry for a long time. Brother Jerry, welcome to God's house this morning. There's too much of a story to tell you there, except that you're witnessing another miracle. A miracle. There is a miracle in this house this morning, brothers and sisters. Jerry will talk with you, I'm sure, may meet you, and my wife's going to introduce you to him. But it's a miracle that he's sitting here with us today. Is that Miss Denise with you? Praise the Lord. That's your miracle right there. Somebody who knew God enough to believe in you to carry you through the last door, Brother Jerry. I'm sorry, he's sitting back there in the last row. Good thing the church ain't any bigger. Isaiah 60. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Who has the glory risen upon? Come on, who? We're a team here, guys. I need you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And you all see that. And deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you. Over who? Hallelujah. There you go. And his glory will be seen upon you. Upon who? The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the King to the brightness of your rising. I'll read that again without interruption. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Three little verses. Who is it talking about? You. Is it talking about a church? Is it talking about somebody's creed, somebody's doctrine? No. Who's he talking about? You. Amen. Individually. You, David. You ever wonder how individual you are? And it just kind of come to me the other day. Do you know when they go there and they got to take your fingerprints? We each have different fingerprints. We each have different fingerprints, amen? We are that individual that he knows us, amen? He knows you that way. He doesn't need to take your fingerprints, amen? He needs to know your heart. But listen to what it says. When you stand in it, his glory will be seen upon you, George. That means that when you walk in the light of the Lord, even if you're not talking about Jesus 24/7, you don't have to talk about him 24/7. They can see it on you. I saw it on Gary. I hope I didn't embarrass you, Gary. But I saw it on Gary. His youth, he was looking younger because the spirit inside of him is strong. Does that mean Gary's perfect? No. Does that mean that everything is perfect in his life? No. But he's walking with the Lord through it. Amen. He's walking in a new way, and God is renewing him, giving him the rest and the peace. Amen. You know, let me tell you something about peace. Let me tell you something about peace in the heart, George. It heals you. Sickness is stress, amen? Anxiety is sickness, amen? Fear is sickness. Darkness is sickness, amen? You want to heal into your body? Get peace. Know that God is with you, George. If you just know and believe in your heart and just take a breath saying, God is with me, all of a sudden you have peace. And with that peace comes healing. How many believe in divine healing? You know some ministries don't believe in divine healing? You know some churches don't believe in the virgin birth? You know some churches don't believe in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit? I know it. I've studied it. I've looked at it. Some churches think that God passes his spirit on to certain people and then takes it away again and passes it on again. The Word of God says he gives it to you. Amen? He gives it to you because you believe in the Son. Amen? It says right here in this book, he gives you the light of the world inside of you. Amen? Nobody else gives it to you. You can't earn it. He says, I'm giving it to you so you don't try to earn it, Miss Karen. You understand? Sue, you got it? It's just he's giving you his spirit. And he's saying to you, he's saying, I am inside of you. And he's saying, and the glory will be seen upon you. And then he said, the Gentiles shall come to your light. Amen? In other words, brothers and sisters, people will be drawn through that door because in this church is the light of God. Amen? The peace of God. The joy of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are his children. Hallelujah. It's not churches that save you. Amen. It's not churches that set you free. It's not churches that bless you. It's Jesus. Amen. He says to not forego fellowship. So you come to a church where you feel God has planted you and you become a family. Amen. Look around. You'll see people who didn't know each other months ago that are now family. They're family. They talk together. They go to visit each other. They talk on the phone. They lift people up. They share hunting stories or fishing stories or all the things in life that you're doing. We share that together. Dale and I talk about the Yankees, and Larry, we talk about baseball. It's God, amen? God, when it's joy, it's God. Hallelujah. We are individuals. Say that with me. We are individuals. Hallelujah. Some places you go to, they call it God's house. But you go in there and say, I need a little help. They say, well, you're not a member here. I can't help you. You go to a place and say, I need you to pray for me. So, well, you're not a member here. We don't know who you are. Who are you? No, I love God. I just needed to come here. And I've seen it. I've heard it. Amen. And there's some people will say, if you're not a part of their association, you're not a Christian. Have you heard that? They're changing this book. Amen. Why? I don't know. I don't even want to know why they're changing. All I know is in this church, in order to be accepted, you have to love God. Amen. You have to be searching for God. You have to be searching for a better way. Amen. That's the way God intended it to be. Amen. And then you have to walk that way. Oh God, it doesn't change you. It doesn't change you except they can see the difference. I'm telling you, and I don't want to look back. Remember I told you the other day, if I see friends of mine I haven't seen in 30 or 40 years, musician friends of mine, I know what I'm going to hear. I know what they're going to tell me. They didn't know the walk that I made. Amen. They didn't. But they'll see the change. Amen. Right away they'll start talking about old things. And I said, I've forgotten those things. You know, those things are behind me. I've walked from those things. Amen. God said to forget the things of the past because you're going to have plenty to remember this year. Amen. So why hang on to burdens behind you that have done nothing but hold you down? And I don't know how many, but I've done that in the past. And I admit it. Are you with me? It's God's light that is the beacon to his people who carry the light. Hallelujah. Now, I asked before, and I didn't mean to embarrass, is anybody here afraid of the dark? The end of night is dawn. Has anybody ever seen dawn? I know I got some guys out there. You all know what I'm talking about. You're outside, and it's dark out. And maybe you're sitting in your bedroom, maybe somewhere, and you're afraid. It's dark. You say, Lord, I'm lost. And you just, whatever. All of a sudden, over the east horizon, little light. You say, oh, look at that. Oh. And you smile. I know, I do. I know, I do. I see that little light, and my spirit goes, oh. It's light. Starting to feel better already, amen? And then, if you're ever out in the woods, you'll see, this is great, you ought to see this, it's awesome. As the light, and my wife will tell you, as the light, Dave will tell you, as the light starts to get a little bit brighter, the woods look black and white. They're black and white, Miss Pat. You can't see colors yet, but you're seeing the light, and I can feel my body getting stronger. I can feel my arms too. Say, oh, this is good. I'm ready. Now there's light. I'm breathing again, because sometimes in the darkness, you forget to breathe. How many ever realize that? In the darkness, when you're afraid, you forget to breathe, and then you get sick. Things start overcoming you in that darkness. It doesn't have to be like darkness. What I'm saying, when the problem comes on you, and that darkness comes on you, you forget to breathe. That's what say, oh God, and then that light starts to get brighter and brighter, and the next thing you know, there's yellows, colors. Oh, there's a red. Oh, look at the leaves. Oh, and all of a sudden it's daylight, and you feel like a king. Amen. The light has come upon you. Oh Lord, if they could get this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We You are the light of the world. Chuck, are the light of the world. It's your job. If you don't do it, it ain't going to happen, because you have a light to shine. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Who? All. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
You are called to be healers, Walter. You're a son of God. That means you're called to be a healer. You don't know who the person is you're going to heal. And I'm not talking about laying hands, and that's a Bible thing, but I'm talking about you bringing somebody to God's word. Amen. You bringing somebody from the darkness to dawn, changing their life forever. Amen. Somebody gets into the light and decides they like the darkness better, you have to let them go, amen, because you got people, you got folks you need to really go after, amen. But I'm telling you, the Bible says once you taste how good God is, once you taste how much He loves you, and once you taste all the worries that you had, folks, in 2014 up till September 21st, all those worries that He took care of back in January and February, once He took, you got to start realizing, well, I guess He is walking, and I guess I do have that strength of God, and I guess God is answering my prayer, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the more, because let me tell you something, before December Christmas comes, there's going to be other problems arise. I'm telling you, because that's life, amen?
Amen.
Maybe you might hurt your ankle. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? There's always something that comes against you, comes out, that disturbs you, and you're going to have to say, no, I gave that to God, amen? I tell you. It's such a different walk for me now. It is, when we're driving somewhere to a job and we're late, we pray about it. We pray. And we're not lazy. You don't want to be lazy. God doesn't honor lazy. How many know that? He doesn't honor lazy. But if you're really working and you're on time and you're running late and you pray about it, and I cannot tell you how many times we've gotten to our job and they weren't ready for us for whatever reason. Amen? That it was okay. Oh, that's good. No, we were just doing that and we're ready. Or we get to the job on time, even though we thought we were late. Has that ever happened to anybody? You thought you were going to be late. You knew you were late. And you pull in the parking lot and go, well, how did that happen? God made it happen. Brothers and sisters, if this God is so involved in your life, shouldn't you be involved in His life? You got children and grandchildren. We got grandchildren. We need to get them to God. We need to get them to Jesus. Hallelujah. Our voice, the world church, should be united. Amen. We should be united together, not divided. Can I take 2 more minutes? Because God just, my wife will tell you, I started on Monday. I mean, I got 8 pages here that I know I can't even turn to. So I just, hallelujah. The world is waiting for a church to set them free. Amen. Folks, you know people that I don't know. You know somebody you could bring to the Lord. You know somebody that you can save today, maybe tomorrow. Could be a friend. You know Miss Donna. You know people I don't know. You're my sister in Christ. You have that gift to go and bring somebody to God. I'm not saying bring somebody to our church, amen. I'm saying bring them to God and let God lead them to where He wants them to be planted, amen. If it happens to be here, then praise the Lord, because we love a new family every week. We love seeing people come and get fed the word of God. Amen? But I want to talk about this book for 1 more minute. And I use Joanne if I can. You play a big piece. You love playing and you read music. Every note means something. Every comma means something. Every dot means something. You read all the parts. If it's 6 pages, you turn the page and read each page. If somehow you decided one day to change a few of the notes and change a few of the things, it changes the song, doesn't it? All of a sudden the song's not the same, is it? All of a sudden it sounds like the song, but it's a little different to suit you. We suit you. You change the song. Maybe you didn't think you could play that part. We done it with the music. You change the song. Amen? All of a sudden, it sounds like the same song, but it's not the same song. Greg, we play some songs. like Pretty Woman and we play the Ramblin' Man. If you don't play the way the song is, all of a sudden it's not the song, is it? You're playing the same words, but it's not the song. Amen? It's a symphony. Parts. The conductor knows the parts. The strings have to play their part in the right time. The drums, the guitar has to play its part. The brass has to play its part at the right time, amen? In order for the symphony to sound right. I'll take it even simpler for you. When I was a kid, I loved Batman and Superman. Anybody with me that old remember Batman and Superman? I loved them. I loved them. My favorite shows. I went to the movies when Superman came out, and I'm sitting there saying, what's that? Oh yeah, the guy's got an S on his thing, but that ain't the Superman I remember. And then when he kissed Lois Lane, I was so upset because it never happened on Superman. And then I see Batman, I used to laugh, and all the major characters on Batman, I used to love the Penguin, Burgess Meredith, and all those people. I used to love them. So I went to see the movie Batman. And it was so dark, I said, I don't even recognize any of this. This is evil. Amen? They got Batman, but the rest of it I don't recognize. I'm going to get serious now. People are changing this book, the symphony. Amen? They're changing the symphony. Why? To keep people in bondage? To tell you that you have to go wherever it is they tell you you have to go in order to be accepted in the Lord? They're making this book their song. They're changing part of the symphony to add what they want. So you can't go to heaven unless you do this and do that and do that. Jesus said, I am the truth, the life, and the way. And he comes to me, he's got eternal life. Amen? They say, oh no. They say, well, you know, God's Holy Spirit, he just passes it around to other people. And he takes it away and takes it. But Romans 8 tells me, no, he doesn't. He said he gives it to the believers. Amen? Jesus said, I need to go so the Comforter will come. Amen? They're changing the symphony. And now what they're doing is feel good. Well, let's get all these religions together. Let's get them all together. We'll have a feel-good religion, and everybody will be accepted, and everybody's ideas will be accepted. Well, we won't say that Jesus is the only way. We won't say he's the truth. We'll just say, well, that's what you believe, and we believe this. And we'll all come together, and we'll sing hallelujah, and God will be in the house. Amen? If you know anything about God, he won't be in the house. Amen? He doesn't share the glory. Amen? And you can have nothing but confusion when that happens. Amen? This symphony is perfect. It's perfect. Amen? The world is not perfect. Man is not perfect. But this beautiful book is perfect. Hallelujah. When you change the chords for whatever reason to make it easier to keep people in bondage or just get along, you change the song. You change his word. And you lose your peace, Sue. You lose it. Jesus is the light. We've been praying since I've been here that this church would become a beacon to God, that the valley would see it. And it just keeps coming to me more and more every week. The church cannot be the beacon. Amen. You, Chuck, are the beacon. You, Marilyn, are the beacon. It's got to be about him. It's got to be about him. Anytime you change the word, you change the song, you're adding something that God said isn't in here. Amen. We need to know that this will draw people. Amen. This will draw people to the church. This will draw people to God. This will remove the darkness. Hallelujah. Most assuredly I say to you, John 5:24, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. You're in the light. You are healers. Could you say that with me, church? You are healers. You are healers. Are you with me, Miss Dale? You bring somebody to God, you've healed them. Amen? You bring somebody to Jesus, you've healed them. You've given them something they didn't have, a strength that they wouldn't have understood before. You become the one who led them to the light. And then you let the light take over. Amen? Give him praise. This is God's house. We are his people. We are his light. Praise the Lord. You walk out that door, know that you're free, amen? Know that you're a sister, a brother, a mother, a father to Jesus. They said, Jesus, your mother's here to see you. And what did he say? What did Jesus say? Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Anyone who believes in me is my mother, my sister. family with God, which makes you family with us. Amen. Brothers and sisters, you have strength inside of you. When trouble comes, you have the answer. You have the sword. That's why you need to know the word. When something comes against you, you can use the words that it is written. My God is greater than darkness. When you're in that dark place, start thinking of Jesus and let his light shine the whole room up, even without a light. Remember, in the darkness you forget to breathe because you're feeling down. But when the dawn comes, you start to see and you start to feel a different spirit. George, his spirit is inside of you, saying, I can take care of you if you trust me. To just let go of the fear, let go of the stress, and God will heal you. Amen. He will heal you because you let your body relax in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I always tell the story about John and the disciples. One of the disciples said to Jesus, Why do you let John lay his head on your lap? And Jesus said, I didn't let him. He's the only one that wanted to. I want to lay my head on his lap. I want to hold him. I want to hold his hand. I want to look him in the eyes and touch him and tell him I love him. I want him to shine through me. I want more of God in my spirit shining through. Doesn't make me perfect. Doesn't mean the troubles won't come to me. But with God, all things are possible to walk through. Amen. And with you, God changes things. Give him praise and glory. Hallelujah. Darkness cannot stand in the light. They cannot stand in the light. As that dawn arises, darkness has to leave. It cannot stay dark. When Jesus' light comes upon you, darkness has to leave. The devil has nothing on you except your mind, except to attack your thoughts. And that's the only place that he can come into you. But as you draw closer to God, he'll draw closer to you. As you see God in your life, and the little things to the big things, the darkness has to leave. Hallelujah. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You don't come to this church to earn the desires of your heart. Amen. You go to God to get them. You come to the church to tell your brothers and sisters what God has done for you. Amen. You ever been outside at night and you light a fire? Anybody ever been out camping and you light a fire? That fire makes you feel good, doesn't it? Besides the warmth of the heat, the light of the fire, somehow you feel protected. Amen. You feel protected because there's a fire. There's a light. You can see. You can move and you can see your hands and you're warm. Amen. God's light. We need to shine that on people. It's not even what you say. Maybe, Mr. Dave, sometimes we don't know what to say. God said, don't say anything. Just let them see the light through kindness, through love. I remember the story that Dave told me. I think it was last year in Massachusetts. You blessed somebody. You just blessed somebody. You don't know what happened to that, but you know your spirit was good that you gave to that person. Your body was being healed because of that love. Your peace was overriding other things. It was a good feeling. When we give, we have the Spooner House that we give to. We ask you to bring some canned goods once, and we'll bring them over to the Spooner House. We'll feed people who are in need. Amen. We don't need to see the people eating the food. Amen. We just need to do that and let the rest do their work too. Amen. God's so good. We have food downstairs from people who brought food freely today. For we can all just be together and just have fellowship. Amen. And that's what I believe church is supposed to be. All of us coming together, learning from each other, talking and experiencing. What did God do for you? Or what kind of things you enjoy? And then you have new friends and fellowship in the light of God. Praise the Lord. The symphony of the Bible doesn't need to be changed. It doesn't need to be altered.